Everybody will rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, I will call the meeting of the Village Board of Alloway to order. Roll call, please. Trustee Harris?
Here.
Trustee Atwood?
Here.
Trustee Rafter?
Here.
President Gast is here. Trustee Dart?
Here.
Trustee Green?
Here.
Trustee Dennis?
Here.
All right. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda or any proposed modifications to the agenda? Trustee Rafter?
Are the folks from number 16 and 17 here? If so, we might want to move them up.
16 would be appointment of Daniel Humble to the Board of Ethics and appointment of Martha Bonney to Park, Rec, and Forestry. Are either of those individuals here considering their appointment?
Ignore the request.
Any other proposed modifications to the agenda? Is there anyone out in the audience that would like to see an agenda item moved up? Although you're welcome to stay for the entire meeting and listen to all of our interesting business, but some of you may have some issues that you want to have heard earlier. Anybody in the audience want anything moved up on the agenda? Hearing none, then, could I have a motion? Trustee Harris?
Move to approve the agenda as proposed.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Atwood seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda adopted. First item of business, number three, Green Bay Diocese on a quick trip proposal, a presentation. Speak up.
Good evening. My name is Barb Wiegand. I'm the Director of Facilities and Properties for the Diocese of Green Bay, and I do have our realtor with us here this evening, Tom, and he'll be talking a little bit later. I'm just wanting to share a brief summary of the current property that we have for sale. In 1911, that property had been looked at for that current bishop to build a residence. So we did build a residence, which is a three-story building that most people are familiar with or were familiar with, and that was the bishop's residence for 65 years. In 1976, that building was converted into office spaces and utilized for, you know, years after that. In 2005, we did have an outside firm who came in and looked at the property to see how well it was going to hold up going forward. Their study came back to show, you know, we needed to do a great deal of renovations, refurbishment, bring many things up to code. That at that time was not something that we could feasibly be looking at. So it was decided at that time to look to sell that property with the building on it. So in 2009, we had found that we really didn't have a great deal of interest in that property with the current building on it. So people called, they were interested in it, but no one could really give an offer to buy that property. In 2010, it was decided to raise that current building. So we took the building down, and it became, of course, more marketable as the green space it is currently. We still continued to get calls, but not any offers that we could really consider until we received the offer from Quick Trip. It is what we deem to be a really nice infill spot between the two banks that we lease to. The offer was brought to the bishop, but initially to a few consultative boards to the bishop. So it goes to college consultants, building commission, our finance council. They all review the offer and give their consent to the bishop and question things of that nature. They all did approve to move forward with it, and the bishop gave the approval to accept that offer, which we have accepted. Quick Trip, in our interactions with them, have been very responsive to, you know, things that we've asked to be adjusted and things of that nature. Our campus itself, our 100-plus employees on our campus, are looking forward to the opportunity to have a convenience store right on that block, so to be able to use the conveniences of a convenience store, but also any fuel services that they may need. our mission of the diocese is to, you know, boldly proclaim the gospel, prayerfully worship in word and sacrament, and service those in need. And knowing that the sale of this property could really help us with our mission to serve not only our Catholic community, but the greater community of the, you know, 16 dioceses that we, or 16 counties that we serve. So we, you know, are very interested in this offer going forward. And I have, like I said, Tom here to talk more about actually Quick Trip and some of the benefits that we feel the village could get from this sale. Does the board have any questions over me before I hand it off to Tom?
No, I think for the benefit of well, you as well and our audience, Brad, it's going to be on the agenda next meeting, you know, to look at the Plan Commission recommendation. So just in terms of where we're at in this process, to put a Quick Trip there, I mean, it's zoned properly for a Quick Trip, but in order to put the underground storage tanks, a special permit's needed from the village. The Village of Alloway Plan Commission has taken a look at this proposal and has recommended to the board that it deny the proposal. We invited, and the diocese and the realtor are here to give a presentation to the board in terms of what the planned development will look like, you know, the pluses of the proposed development. And then the plan is for the village board to look at the issue next week or the next meeting and take action on it, because the plan commission's already recommended denial of this project. The board will not be deciding that issue tonight. That'll be on the next agenda. But we wanted to give, you know, the diocese and Quick Trip and the realtor involved an opportunity to make their presentation to the board so the board could look at it, think about it over the course of the next 2 weeks before we actually take the issue up at the next meeting. So that's where we are, at least in terms of the chronology and timeline. And once they make their presentation, you know, provided the board, you know, is agreeable, I'll suspend the rules so that we can hear some public comment on the proposal so the board can digest all of this information over the course of the next 2 weeks before we have to make a decision. So that's kind of where we're at now. So feel free to turn it over.
Great. All right. Great overview.
Thank you. My name is Tom Shireman. I'm with Newmark Road Pfefferly in Appleton. We're representing the diocese. And the representative from Quick Trip was unable to make it here tonight. He's busy with another meeting in Appleton, so I'm going to speak a little bit on behalf of Quick Trip. I'll keep my comments short because you've got a busy agenda. I appreciate your time tonight. Everybody is familiar with, I think, Quick Trip stores. They are a family-owned business in Wisconsin, one of the faster-growing organizations in the state. I'm going to hand out a little bit of information. You can pass that around. Some of that information you're not going to be aware of about what Quick Trip is and what they do. Talking with Quick Trip, this store in Alloway would probably, just so you get a gauge, would probably result in about 40% non-fuel-related products. They are Quick Trip basically produces about 80% of the items that are produced in the store. They're made in La Crosse and shipped daily. They are a company that are very good community steward. They're very good to their employees. They return about 40% of their annual profits back to employees in terms of profit sharing. They are industry leaders in terms of their health benefits and dental, life, and disability insurance for full-time employees. This is actually a very good site from a real estate perspective for the Quick Trip in Alloway. And the reason I say this, this is an infill site, but there's rather a service cluster involved right around that area. You've got banks on both sides of this parcel. You've got fast food across the street from. So therefore, from a location, it makes pretty good sense. This is not an insignificant project to the village either. I'll pass this around. But we did take a look at all the assessed values on Webster Street for commercial properties, and this will represent, outside of Prevea, which is huge, but this would represent the second largest assessment on Webster Avenue, approaching about a $2 million real estate tax assessment for the village. The current zoning on this property is already commercial, so I just want to make the board aware that there are other uses that could go on this property that are allowed under the current zoning that could perhaps, and I don't know how to politely say this, but be maybe as attractive and with as high an assessment as QuickTrip would have. Again, I know the village is waiting for the corridor study to come out. I think that's a very important step in your process to understand the vision and how this might fit in. I hope you do feel that there is a place for this project. The diocese is fully in support of this. QuickTrip would like to be in Alloway, but what we would like to know from the board is if you're interested in having us come back. And I know you talked about the timing in 2 weeks, but I would ask you if that's not enough time for the board to make their discernment about corridor study and other information they'd like, let us know what other information you have and just schedule us when it's best for the board. So I'll conclude my comments with that. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Any questions from the board?
Does the board have any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Tom, I do have one quick question. I mean, the photographic representation, is that a depiction of, you know, conceptually what it would look like?
Yeah, that would be the actual, based on what was presented as far as a schematic to the Planning Commission, that is the 3D rendering of how that would be positioned on the property and look with the monument signage.
Thank you. Any questions of the board? Hearing none, rather than suspend the rules, what we'll do is, if anybody in the public, you know, wants to comment upon this issue, we'll save it for public appearances, which is coming up. That way I don't have to suspend the rules. Announcements.
We have one at our April meeting. We appointed Chris Culotta to the Plan Commission, and he has since sent in a letter of resignation that will be effective in June.
We thank Chris for his service. Are there any other announcements? Debbie, have any other announcements? Anybody from the board? Well, let me ask them first. Don't get so anxious over there, Brett. Any other announcements from the board? All right. Administrator Lane.
I've got three announcements. First, on May 18th, we're hoping to do a joint meeting with the Planning Commission to review the corridor studies. So please let us know if you're available on May 18th. That'll be Monday night.
And that's from 6 to 8?
6 to 8, correct.
And that's on Riverside?
6:30, I'm sorry.
6:30? That's on Riverside?
No, this will be on the corridor study at both Western and Riverside. The second announcement is you're all invited to the Green Bay Metro Fire Department's 2015 recruitment class graduation award ceremony. The event will take place on May 15th at 5 p.m. at the middle school. So I think you may have received that email, but just wanted to make sure. And the last one, I put this notice on your desk. On Thursday, May 7th, at approximately 4 o'clock, State Representative David Steffen from the 4th Assembly District would like to utilize the Village Hall for a public or a press conference in regards to excess revenue that has been generated from the 0.5% sales tax since the stadium has been paid off. He'd like to make a press conference here at the Village Hall that particular night.
And that's May 7th at 4 or 4:15?
Actually, at 4:15, I'm sorry. May 7th.
It's Thursday. Mr. Barrett.
Just one quick item. Next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock here at the Village Boardroom will be the next meeting of the Riverside Drive project team. This will be the route team. The emails have gone out to the workshop committee members, so that meeting will be the conceptual design, sidewalk, bike routes, and intersections. So there's quite a bit of information that will be presented at that meeting. And I believe all of the board members have received an invitation already, but if not, you're certainly welcome to attend. I'm sure it'll be a well-attended meeting because it's really the meat of the project now at this point in terms of the conceptual design.
And what's the date again?
It's the 13th, Wednesday the 13th at 6 o'clock here in this boardroom, 6 to 8.
Any other announcements? Chris?
I just have two quick announcements regarding Miracle League. One, Wisconsin Public Service has donated $10,000 to Miracle League to install a shade structure over the bleachers at the ball field. So I thought that was great for Wisconsin Public Service. And second, the Miracle League is planning to honor Mike Haggerty, who passed away last week. They're going to name the scoreboard in honor of his service to the Miracle League. So just wanted the board to know that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Can you make sure, I'm sure you have it in the works, but a letter of appreciation to WPS for that wonderful donation?
Yes.
Any other announcements? Yeah, for the benefit of the public, lots of interesting things are happening, so I would encourage you and your neighbors and friends to come to a couple of these meetings, which I think are going to be very key for the future development of Alloway. You know, we're going to be talking about the corridor study on May 18th at 6:30 here. We're studying, the best usage and the best uses or potential uses of the Webster and Riverside Drive corridors, because those are two of our major thoroughfares, and we want to do some pre-planning to figure out what would be good fits, as we contemplate development and we contemplate our TIF district. So we actually have consultants working on that, looking at those areas and trying to figure out what would be the best for the future of Alloway. So your input would be appreciated on that. And then the May 13th, 6 o'clock meeting to discuss the Department of Transportation's conceptual plans concerning Riverside Drive. So we would welcome you all to show up for that and give us your input on those items as well. So with no further announcements, I'll open it up for public appearances. Anyone can speak. I'd ask that you approach the podium. You can speak on any issue that you want to, including the quick trip or anything else. The board can only take action on those items that are set forth as action items on the agenda. So if you could give your name and address and then speak away.
Hi, my name is Mary Sweeney. I live at 24 Webster Heights Drive. I'm concerned about the quick trip. I drove from Alva Avenue to the Webster Avenue grocery store just to get a mileage, and it's a little over a mile. We have in that mile a car wash, two gas stations with convenience stores, and a grocery store. So it's not like we are without gas stations. My other comment is, even though there are a lot of commercial buildings in that area, most of them do not have night traffic. We have four banks and a credit union that all close at the end of the business day, only open Friday nights till 8. We have Prevea, which is also the same situation. McDonald's, yes, they are open, but they're not open. I don't know if this Quick Trip is going to be open 24 hours a day. For me, that's an issue. Basically, I'm against having the Quick Trip. I realize the diocese is anxious to sell their property, but I don't think this is the best plan for this piece of property. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sweeney. Anyone else would like to speak?
My name is John Shear, 22 Webster Heights Drive. Mary's my very favorite neighbor. I spoke before the Plan Commission. I'd like to just reiterate the points that were made there. I think our obligation as leaders in this community, both the Plan Commission and the Village Board, is to seek the highest and best use for the valuable land we have. We're very landlocked here in Alloway. What we've got is what we've got, and there's nowhere else to go. Mary, I think, explained very well. We're well served with convenience stores, car washes, and gas stations in Alloway along Webster Avenue. The owner of Quick Trip made a presentation to the Plan Commission, which he said they felt they could do very well here. based upon the quality of their products, the quality of their service. And they would, if they were very successful, which is their intention, make it very difficult for the other services, similar services, on Webster Avenue to do well. So we might end up with more vacant commercial properties on Webster if Quick Trip is good. And by the way, just a week and a half ago, I had the opportunity to meet an executive Quick Trip. I wasn't aware that almost all that they sell in their convenience store, they themselves create. They have dairies, they have bakeries. Over in La Crosse, they're a major operation, and every day they deliver fresh produce to all of their stores around the state, which I think is remarkable. But it's still not, I believe, the highest and best use for that piece of land. And the diocese said, well, nobody else has come forward with a reasonable offer for the land, and I agree to that. But I also think one of the most valuable and precious uses we have in Alloway for our land is to continue to create and maintain the parks, the open space we have, the green space, the trees. And we have along Alloway Avenue now some commercial development, banks and everything else. But on that side, on the west side of Alloway Avenue, if I'm correct, from start of Alloway to the end of Alloway, we have a couple of banks. We have the CVS pharmacy. I don't think there's much else in there. We've got green space, and I think it's a precious thing to have. Yeah, the cemeteries are cemeteries, but they're also green space. They are trees. They are wonderful things. And so my hope is that, as fine as Quick Trip is as an organization, that the board will say, no, we're sorry. We have the services that you would provide already intact. Quality services. We have a precious piece of land. We'd like to preserve it. And in the future, may find an even higher or better use for that land than keeping it as an open green space and park. I'm not sure, but I don't think the diocese is in great financial need. And if they are, I'd like them to say what their serious financial needs are, but that's almost beside the point. I think the highest and best use of that piece of land in our community. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Sir.
My name is John Pribble. I'm from Kewaunee, Wisconsin. I came here to address this board for the simple fact that I worked at the Green Bay Correctional Institution as a tower officer. I worked there 29 years. And they're talking about closing the towers on night shift. And I want the constituents that vote to know that this would be dangerous for the people of Alloway. There is a 50-man bed unit in there called B-Dorm, and the doors aren't locked. Like, they live in here, they can walk out that door, and then there's a wall. They're talking about shutting down these towers at night, unmanned. So there will be no presence, there will be no officer with a weapon up there. They're talking about putting cameras in. You got to have people watch cameras, they're going to be vigilant, I don't know. The thing is, there's 1,100 inmates plus in there. They're very dangerous inmates. Here's another thing. If you don't have officers armed in these towers, people from the outside could throw things over, knives, drugs, guns, I don't know, and then inmates can get them in the morning. They could set that up with communication with the inmates and people on the outside. We found multiple ropes of grappling hooks over the years. And most of this, you people never hear about this stuff. This is all kind of quietly kept there and between Madison and that. That's just the way it is. But this stuff goes on all the time. I mean, we've had inmates escape. We had them use buffer extension cords, cut through bars, out the door they go. I mean, when you take the tower officers out, it's like having a fire station with the officers at home. Hey, we have a fire. All right, come to the station, get in the trucks, then go address the problem. And that's how it is. It's just, it's not proactive. A deterrent is an officer with an armed weapon versus camera. I mean, if I was an inmate, I'd be more afraid of an armed post with an officer up there than a camera. What's a deterrent? There is none. And over the years, they used to close C Tower down by the highway and on Webster years ago, and I was doing a fire watch for them where you go around and check the doors. I pulled in the door, It wasn't locked all the way. Now, there's a locker up there with a rifle and a shotgun. The public could have went in there. Somebody went up there and got the weapons and killed people. That's a fact. That actually, I found that door open. The door was shut, but it wasn't hinged all the way. It wasn't locked. So, I mean, if you're gonna have them towers unmanned, where are the weapons going to go? Or how, can you guarantee the safety of Halloween from somebody, a door being left open? I mean, people make mistakes. That's why you put erasers on pencils. Things happen. Just looking here. Here's another thing. There's a wood. Do you have a guy that goes around at night inside? It's called fire watch, basically. And he checks for fires, unlocked doors, etc. But when you have 50 men that have ability to go outside the door, because they do not lock these doors in this beat room, it is unlocked. They take the officers hostage, take this fire watch that goes around and around. Did he get his keys? There's a wood shop, there's a metal shop. They get 2x4 C-clamps. They can make a ladder and get over that wall. And by the time somebody responds, it's going to be too late for the residents that live back there. Inmates escaping usually have a knife on them, some type of weapon. They need a car. They may be a hostage. So all the houses down along the south wall and around, there's, I believe, an old folks home across the street in Webster. And there's an Alzheimer unit. I don't know what could happen. I mean, we've had inmates escape. That's the bottom line. So if you take away your presence, your armed officer, what do they have to lose? I mean, it's like the old adage, hey, when the cats are away, the mice are going to play. It's that simple. So I just think it's important for the people to know that there could be a real danger in the alley if they shut the towers. Because they do it on nights, you know it's going to be moving to other shifts. And in this day of electronics, that's where they want to do everything. So I just felt that I had to voice my opinion. Because I've been there. I have nothing to gain because I'm retired as of May 1st, so I have nothing to gain, but I think it's important for your constituents to know what's going on. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Thank you.
And just for the benefit of the public, once again, whether that happens or doesn't happen is not up to your village board. I mean, that's part of the state budget from the governor's office. We can definitely register our opinion with our state representative
right.
and official.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that you know.
Oh, I do, yeah. That's what I mean. Speak to the legislatures, the board, the constituents. They're the ones, the elected people, you guys, and then you go up the ladder. Somebody will listen.
Well, I appreciate that. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that's not our ultimate call to make, but we can voice our pleasure or displeasure with the concept. In fact, Brett, can you make sure, or Debbie, make sure that's on the agenda for...
It's supposed to be on public works.
It's going to be on public works first.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure that it was on schedule. Sir, sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm Russ Holtzman. I'm at 1413 South Irwin, just on the other side of the tracks over here in Illinois. I came to speak about the same thing 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to remind you. I just wanted to remind you again tonight. And I asked that some of the other officers that worked in the towers would come and speak to you. After all that, I found out when I got home from work today that it had been moved to the Public Works Committee. So I understand that there's been some action on it. But it's also good that the citizens would know. And it's also good that they would know that Dave Steffens is going to be here at some point. He is a state representative, and he will be voting on the budget. This is a budget item. It just seems crazy to me, having worked in corrections for 20 years now, the number one job they always told us was keep them inside. Everything else is secondary to that, the programs, the everything else, keep them inside. And for the sake of balancing the budget now, we're going to turn down our most important mission just so we can, balance the state budget. It's just crazy on my mind. But I spoke to you guys 2 weeks ago, and I want to let some other guys. Paulie Aspador is here. He's also an LA resident, but he also spent 20-some years in those towers on the third shift, and he can tell you what's going on. You want to come up here and talk to him, Paulie?
Sure.
Please do.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, my name is Paul Aspador. I live at 420 Coolidge Street, right next to the prison. I was an officer there for 32 years, And basically, the idea is to shut down the towers, which would be fine maybe in a different scenario, but Green Bay Correctional Institute is basically a 120-year-old dinosaur. It plods at the same pace all the time. Nothing really changes. Now, they're saying the only thing that the inmates understand is there are armed officers. When they would pull officers out of the towers, the inmates knew basically before the staff, because they have 24 hours a day to study that. They know when you're there, when you're not there. My friends here talked about this dorm B, and basically what it is when you go by that smokestack, that's kind of where this dorm B is. And then there's a fence that runs behind that smokestack, clear across the inside of the prison. If these inmates have access and take over that dorm, because there are only two unarmed officers in there, nobody carries any weapons, nobody carries any deterrents in there, they can make a beeline for that fence, and there's still a hole in the fence from the last escape that's still cut into the fence, and then they can make a run for Webster. They can make a run for Coolidge. They can make a run for 172. There's nothing to stop them. That's basically about it. I have nothing to add except there are no deterrents at all if they pull out those officers out of those towers. And response time would just be horrendous. You may as well just have the highway cops sit there in the corner and wait. That's about it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, 2626 South Webster Avenue. Before I begin, I want to let you know that I've given myself a B or a B plus for how I stayed away from here this year so far.
I miss you.
When I came here, I had two items on my agenda, and after listening, I've got five. First,
well, now you got an A plus.
That's going to take me a little longer, but I got to get it out. First of all, a little, let's call it an anecdote regarding this is the first I became aware of the tower situation. And one of the gentlemen here might be able to correct me, but about 35 years ago, maybe closer to 40, and I've lived between him and him, almost 47, there was a proposal to close the towers a part of the day, as I recall, and the guards and their union representatives were here, and the warden was here, and the deputy warden was here, and the same concerns were expressed, which were legitimate concerns. And I knew all directly that the warden says, we have not had an escape here for X number of years. And honest to God, guess what happened next day? 2 days were over the wall. Is that right, Ian?
That's true.
Yeah,
that's where
they went. Anyhow, I'll get off on that one. I have a question regarding Quick Trip. Two people stated that it's properly zoned. Unless you change the zoning classification, it's not properly zoned because it used to require highway business use, and that's not highway business use. Am I correct?
Yes.
So it's not properly zoned. Okay. Item number 9. I got to get my agenda. You have a proposal before you to create yet an additional committee, which I'm against. In my, going back, of course, 40 years ago, me and Lance Street, I did some of my advanced training regarding public management. The consensus at that time with my instructor was that local government, particularly, the fewer committees, the better. The operate by committee is not a good way to govern. There's some that are very necessary and unique. Board of Appeals, Board of Review, Public Works and Grand Development Committee, Park and Recreation serves a purpose. But I noticed that in recent years you've dissolved two committees, one by necessity, I think it was the Fire Committee, and the other one,
Traffic and Safety.
Yeah, Traffic and Bridge and Public Works, which that made a lot of sense to me. Right now you currently have two people in this historical area. One is village sponsored, the other is private. In my personal opinion, that should be one joint committee, but that's another issue. But I'm just saying, before you create additional committees, I don't think it's necessary. The citizens committee, based on what they say they're doing, they're fulfilling a function where it currently exists. I don't know why they need any formal recognition by the board, or have the board appoint the members. So that's bigger than that. And now let's see, I'm bringing on my list here. Do I recall correctly that there's a proposal to hire a consultant regarding parks and recreation?
To hire a consultant?
Pardon?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Is there a proposal to hire a consultant regarding parks and recreation planning?
Not at this time, not yet. No.
Where did I get that idea? Okay, my concern is the hiring of a judicial consultant, the hiring consultants. I was going to use the example, which I still will. You all like Green Isle Park? Do you? It's a nice park, right? No consultant. Land, buy the land, negotiated for purchase by me, our then town engineer, and bushmaker, a draftsman who retired just a couple of years ago. He does 90% of planning that park in-house here. The only professional hired was the architect who designed the building, and that was with input from Owen Brewer and me as well. So, consultants have their purpose, but they can be overused, so I'm just cautioning in that regard. Now, let's see, Robbie, I'm getting near the end. Relative to item 21, is there still a pursuit to have the old water department building designated as a historical site on the National Register?
That's a, yes.
I see no purpose in it. I don't see any historical significance to the building at all. There are other buildings that mentioned the old water department. Well, that one makes sense, but the one in Green Avenue, that doesn't make sense. There's no history associated with that as far as I'm concerned. So that's just really a personal opinion. I may be almost done. Just give me a second. If I decide that I have an opinion on Quick Trip, it will come a later time if she comes back to you this morning. I guess I should share Mr. Shire's, part of Mr. Shire's statement that is not the best and highest use. Yeah, good operation. I like to go to that store, but I don't think that's the right location for a first one. But that can be addressed at a later time. Any questions of me?
Nope. Thank you, Clarence.
Okay.
Any other members of the public? Ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Jamie Hansen, and I have not lived in Alloway but a year yet. I moved here last September. My husband and I have four children who have settled professionally here. First thing I'd like to say is thank you, officers, for coming. I appreciate that. Second of all, I tried to educate myself on this subject by looking at the village website, and I really couldn't find any additional information regarding the subject. I would have liked to have been able to read the planning board's minutes. Maybe I missed it, but it was not up front. First of all, I'd like to say I do appreciate Quick Trip as a company. It's wonderful that a family-owned business can still make it and do it well. They're good stewards to their employees, and they take their responsibilities seriously to their employees and their family, but that doesn't make this a good location. Having moved from Milwaukee, I understand urban life. I understand noise and businesses 24 hours a day, but there has to be a balance between that and quality of life. You cannot turn left on Webster Avenue the way it is. I also live at Webster Heights. I am the first person. I am 75 Webster Heights Drive, so I'd probably be more affected than anybody by this. I feel that the way the street is right now with the median and the traffic, it is heavily trafficked enough. We don't need more space. We do not. Those services that Quitcher can offer are already offered on Webster Avenue. The other thing is I would talk about would be the quality of the life for those of the Webster Heights community. I live right next to the Wells Fargo, and I'm so grateful that it is a tax-paying company and it is there on that corner for people to use. But I also appreciate that it closes at 5 o'clock. There is still traffic there because I'm not going to spit at the people turning around there to go to the drive-through for the time machine. It's loud. It may be closed, but it's still loud. To add to that noise level with 24 hours a day of canned music, cars peeling in and out, not always, but at certain times of night, young people, you know, loud music and all of that, the canned music, the lights. The picture shows no elevations. It doesn't show the lighting. It doesn't show where it is in height-wise compared to the rest of the community. We came here and we bought here and we want to preserve our property values. Webster Heights is the oldest condominium association in Brown County. And people love it there. They love the community. I have not met one person who has spoken badly of Alloway since we moved here. I certainly appreciate that. But those are my neighbors, and they appreciate their development. The other problem I have with is that once it is a gas station, it will be a gas station forever. Is that the best use for that particular location? The environmental aspects of a gas station and the safety aspects of a gas station, that should be taken into consideration as well. I think before it would even consider again, you'd have to look at the lighting again. That 24 hours a day really does make a difference. And I'd appreciate not having my property and my Webster Heights community devalued by having such high visibility, high light, high noise on that street. It may be a commercial area, and I use all of those businesses. I support all of those businesses. I'm glad that those businesses are on Webster, but it can only be so busy that it takes away from it. Thank you. Love Quick Trip, but not in that location.
Thank you. Anyone else care to speak? Jeez, we had to listen to him when he was on the board, and now we're going to listen to him again.
Jim Denver, 2596 from Charlotte. I've had the pleasure of serving on the Plan Commission for a number of years and also on the Village Board. And I certainly understand the input from the folks that live next door to this proposed site. And in full disclosure, I work for a corporation that is a corporation of the Catholic Diocese. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here as a citizen that lives here in the village. And I would just strongly encourage the board to maintain an open mind on this whole topic of the Quick Trip development. It kind of harkens back to the CVS pharmacy and the situation that went on there. And I think most of us now think, geez, what a great store, fits into the community really well. And I think Quick Trip could be moved to do that as well. Maybe the initial or the secondary, tertiary, whatever, drawings may not be perfect, but I think they're motivated to try to make this work. So the amount of revenue that they would generate really has to be considered. I mean, if you look at all the potholes all around town, and I know the challenge you have in trying to figure out, okay, which streets can we fix, which can we not? We don't want to raise tax revenues or tax bills, so what are our options here? So I would just say, let's look at the options. In a perfect blue sky world, we'd have a traditional neighborhood, mixed-use retail, all those wonderful things. They're not coming along real quickly. So I would say just keep an open mind and see where this whole thing goes.
Thank you. Brad, one thing, if they're not there, can we make sure that we get the Plan Commission minutes from the denial on the website?
They haven't been approved by the board yet.
Okay.
Because the recommendation is to go.
Yeah, because we haven't approved the minutes yet.
Right. Okay. The minutes are not done, but technically they're not approved by the Plan Commission until their next meeting. So.
Okay. All right, since they're not approved.
They can give you a draft.
Yeah, I think, could you circulate a draft of the minutes to the board, please? You know, we won't put them on the website yet since they're not approved yet. You know, but I at least want the board to have the preliminary draft to think about before they're approved, before the
The audio can listen to on the website.
Is that available?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For the public, did you hear that the Plan Commission meeting.
Audio.
Audio is on the website.
Thank you.
So you won't see the minutes there because they haven't been approved by the Plan Commission yet as them saying these are our minutes and they're formally approved. But the audio version is on the website so you can listen to what transpired at that meeting. So anyone else from the public? Sir.
Good evening. My name is James Hansen, and I'm at 75 Webster Heights Drive. And I have two comments. One's a question. Is on the property, this is new to town, I'm with Jamie. I see the property, I see the for sale sign, but I was wondering how far north and how far south does the property go? I've never seen a diagram like, does it go up to Wells Fargo? Does it go south of Wells Fargo or north of Wells Fargo?
No. It goes north
to
the middle of the berm, and it goes south to the driveway along U.S. Bank.
Does it go north of Wells Fargo?
No. There's a berm to the south of Wells Fargo? No. I'm
okay.
Sorry. So there's a berm on the south side of Wells Fargo, and it's in the middle of that berm.
Okay. The other comment I had is, assuming Quick Trip is open 24 hours a day, if I was a business person on that street, I would probably say, if I'm McDonald's, I'm going to be open 24 hours a day. It's not right now. If I was a CVS pharmacy, I'd want to be open 24 hours a day. It's not open 24 hours a day right now. And what's the other store that's not open 24 hours? That probably would be.
Yeah.
What was that? All these companies are going to want to be open 24 hours a day. Do we want?
All right. If the audience can just keep it down, he has the floor. Right.
My comment is numerous businesses in that area are going to be. To compete, they're going to want to be open 24 hours a day. I don't know if they're allowed to or if that's by choice in the village. I'm not sure, but I would like to see it leave it the same way it is now. And, you know, we don't need 24 hours a day, 7 days a week down Webster Avenue. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Maybe Tom or Barb, maybe you could address, is the plan that it would be 24/7?
We've never talked about that with Quick Trip, so I don't know at this time.
Okay, well, I mean maybe that would be a good question to, because you know that'll definitely be a factor. All right. One person's talking and it's me. Excuse me. Anyone else from the public? I know everybody's passionate about these issues, but whoever has the floor, well, we all need to hear them and respect what they have to say. Sir.
Hello, my name is Tom Matuzak, 1501 South Webster Avenue. I'm the owner of the Webster Shell gas station. I guess my concern to the board is I am local, as local as I get. My wife just had to run to get my son who plays for Alloway ambush soccer. And I would say a Quick Trip opening would be detrimental to my business. I don't believe I'd be able to pay my mortgage. I would lose all my employees and my staff. And standing on that lot where Quick Trip intends to build, you can look both directions and see a BP and a Shell and McDonald's and all the other businesses on Alloway, which would be impacted by the opening of a Quick Trip. And I worked very hard for, we took over in 2002, I believe, at the Webster Shell, and we continue to work hard, refacade. Just got a new LED light to put up. That was, you know, big chunk out of the pocketbook, but it was trying to keep up with what's going on and making our store look better for our community. And I just appreciate the support of our community in the future and, you know, maybe look for a better use than currently proposed. So thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, anyone else from the public wishes to speak during the public comment? Mr. O'Rourke.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. We're going to be having the Riverside Drive meeting coming up. I think it's important that the public have access to the documents from the field notes from the consultant that did the original survey, historic survey. Properties in Old Alloway are going to be adversely impacted. The Murphy Coles Gate, Heritage Hill, other places have the right to be properly evaluated and considered for that. I did receive a letter from the State Historic Preservation Office. They said that they did not have the records that the village told me that that the state had. I'm asking for access to all of the records from that survey so that the people in Old Alloway get all the rights that and protections that they're entitled to. Thank you.
Ma'am.
Mary Sweeney, me again. I have never seen a Quick Trip that wasn't open for 24 hours. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get a definitive answer to that, but I don't think you're wrong. So, anybody else care to speak? Going once, twice, three times sold. All right. I thank you all for your public comment and input. Please feel free to be here in a couple of weeks when the issue comes back before the board, 2 weeks from tonight.
Thank you for hearing us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Who's leaving?
Oh.
Don't let him leave, Randy. Lock the door. This is too much fun.
I was wondering. I thought maybe you put him on the front. I didn't see anybody's name. Moving on to item number 6 of the agenda, action concerning Bell and Run Entertainment Stations. Do I have a motion concerning the approval? We received a printout of the various locations and the time and the contemplated entertainment. We've done this in the past. Somebody's here to talk to us about this.
You want me to talk?
Well, hearing no objection, I'll suspend the rules and tell us what you're thinking, and the board can ask any questions, and then we'll take up the rules and entertain a motion.
Tell me. Okay.
It's on you.
I'm John Stolaski. I'm entertainment coordinator for the Bell and Run. I've been doing it probably about 4 years now. So I've been here 4 years. And it really hasn't changed from last year at all as far as the entertainment that we put on the course. It starts at 8 a.m. the run. That's when the entertainment starts. And then it goes, 10:30 at the latest in the morning. So I think you all have the spreadsheet, right? So, I don't know, just to go over verbally, it's the first mile is kind of an interactive mile. Instead of putting your earbuds in as a runner, we have DJs set up that whole mile playing the same playlist and upbeat songs and things like that, that the runners can keep the earbuds out and hear the same songs for a mile, basically. Then it goes into kind of the old stables of the Bell and Run, Banjo Man, who's been there for years on Green Avenue. Disco party at the BP car wash. Vic and his polka guy, his buddies, playing polka at the Bellin building. He loves it. Runners love it. And then kind of spreading all the way down Green Avenue to the Parrot Head party, which is a water stop, but then we play Jimmy Buffett music, and it's their organization that does the water stop. And then spreading there, we have a stop here with the G-Force, the Packer organization. We play Packer tunes and things of that nature. And then spreading back into the neighborhoods over here, I think off of Hastings. It's just more of a DJ playing tunes, kind of getting the whole neighborhood feel. Come on out, enjoy the run. Have some of them grill out and have a good time with the DJs playing the music. And then the last stretch is kind of the Star 98 kind of neighborhood party where we kind of take up three or four blocks. And, again, trying to get the community a little bit more involved with the run and enjoy it. Cheer the runners on. We give away prizes and T-shirts and tickets to Noah's Ark, things of that nature, and then they finish. So it's pretty much it. But it's, again, it's been pretty much the same for about 3 or 4 years now.
Any questions of the board? Well, let me commend you and your staff. But you know, you probably don't have a staff. It's probably just you.
It's me and my wife.
But, you guys do a good job. And it's a lot of work. I mean, this just doesn't happen overnight. So, and what you do is wonderful. And really does bring the community together and celebrate this annual tradition. So my thanks to you, you know, for what you do.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Randy?
Trustee
wanted to comment as a participant. It does make a difference. You're looking forward to the entertainment as you approach and pass. The only thing I don't see on here is the perpetual Rocky theme.
Oh, the Rocky theme, yeah.
That's an unofficial.
Unofficial one, yes.
That's why I quit running and got fat, you know, because they weren't doing the Rocky theme.
I'll bring it back for you and make sure it's there. Okay. Yeah. That'll be
so
there.
It is appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Any other questions? All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
We'll take up the rules. Is there a motion concerning the approval of this item? Trustee Harris.
I'm moving to approve as presented.
Is there a second? Trustee Dart, any discussion? We haven't had any problems with this in the past. It's relatively routine nowadays. So, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Permission granted and approved. Item number 7. Noise variance permit for St. Matthew Church Picnic on June 6th and June 7th. Do I hear a motion concerning the approval of the noise variance? Trustee Green.
I move to approve.
She moves to approve. Is there a second? I sound like an auctioneer. Trustee Rafter, is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstained.
I thought there might be one. Motion and approval granted. Next item is the noise variance permit for the Alloway Optimus Car Show and Community Picnic on June 14th. I'll make a motion to approve the noise variance. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Dennis, any discussion? It's a great event, a community event. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Noise variance granted. Request from Alloway Walks and Bikes that a formal standing pedestrian and bicycle committee in the village be established. Do I hear a motion concerning this, or do we want to have some discussion before presentation of a formal motion?
Can I have a discussion?
Hearing the consensus being that the board wants to have some measure of discussion of this before a formal motion is entertained, I'll open it up for discussion. Trustee Rafter.
In looking into this, first of all, I'd like to thank the folks who are on the Bikes and Walks Committee for everything they have done and continue to do. In looking into this and talking to some of the staff members, it's my understanding that there is an effort underway to combine our strategic plan, our village plan, with a bikes and walks plan that the county provided us back, 2000 or something like that. So right now we have two different documents, and the staff wants to put them together and actually create a bike and ped plan for the village. And in order to do that, you should have a cross-section of the community, so an ad hoc community. At least that's my understanding, and I'll defer to Brad when I'm done. But you should have an ad hoc committee that represents the entire village, the cross-section of the village. And then once we have that plan, then it seems as though it would make a great deal of sense to have a formal committee, if we choose to do so, to carry out that plan. I don't disagree with Mr. Matuszak that the committee is operating very well, in my opinion, today. I do think they give a lot of value to the village. When Roger was presenting his request to become an official committee, his main reason when he brought it up was so that they could have more influence on the village board. And from my perspective, the committee has a great deal of input and a great deal of respect of the board, at least of this member. So I don't know that we need another committee, and I don't know that we need a separate committee, maybe a subcommittee. So I would if we can ask Brad his input, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. This document's been presented to both the Public Works Committee as far as developing the bike pedestrian plan. You're right, Clarence. There we go. Sorry about that. The idea has been brought to and discussed at Public Works in regards to developing a bike and ped plan, as well as the Plan Commission has discussed this as well. So what was happening at the last Plan Commission meeting, we discussed kind of a makeup of what could be an ad hoc committee, so to speak, just to kind of start the ball rolling a little bit. Trevor's been in contact with Cole Runge from Brown County Planning, getting a hold of their plans. There was a plan that was developed. It was probably around 2000, a bike plan. And there's also the East River bike plan. There's the state of Wisconsin puts together a plan. And then Auction Bikes has been working on a number of issues for many, many years. And I do appreciate all the work they have put into that. But I think if we, and then we have the Safe Routes to School plan, which was a makeup of some of the principals, some of the members of the Walks and Bikes Committee, and trustees at the time. And so it's bringing all those plans together, updating those, finding where we're missing, other linkage to make this plan complete, and doing that through the ad hoc committee with a representation of people across the spectrum, not just those that are interested in biking or walking, but other interests as well, so that we are getting a nice mix of a plan that ultimately can be presented. And at that time, as Trustee Rafter indicated, if at that time it makes sense that a committee is formed to help with the implementation of these plans, it's a perfect opportunity at that time to explore that committee makeup at that time. So I think the value of the Alloway Walks and Bikes Committee being a part of this, even the ad hoc aspect of it, I think their input is going to be, and there could be many members from that group on the committee as well. So the intent is to really get a broad range of individuals, and if we figure it's about a 12 to 14 month period process to get this plan put together. So there's some time that's going to take us. And right now, we don't have any other resources other than staff and or volunteer time.
Thank you, Brad. Okay.
Excuse me. Brad, or Trevor, at the Plan Commission, did we decide it goes to the board next? Will they get the information from Plan Commission and it'll come here? The ad hoc committee I'm referring to, not to.
I think it would be advantageous for the board to be the ones that say, hey, we'll have to create the ad hoc committee. These are a list of people that to choose from or be appointed to this.
They had it pretty well laid out, different spectrum of the population, what should be on it. So will that just be on the board agenda in the coming months? Or?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay.
From my understanding, unless in the direction the Plan Commission wish to go is the wish to explore at the May meeting a little further what the plan would encompass, and then from there they would probably recommend to the board whether or not an ad hoc committee or plan is necessary, which I'm assuming.
Thanks. I didn't quite remember where we went with it.
I'm assuming that's the direction your plan had taken. So.
End of your questions, Trustee Dart?
Yes.
All right. Any other board comment or questions or input? I mean, and I'll be happy to open it up to suspend the rules. I'll see Becky and Jim and a few others here that may want to address the subject. I mean, from my own personal perspective, I'm disinclined to do it. I think the committee's wonderfully valuable. I'm afraid if you become official, we'll screw it up. In a certain way, because then we define the membership and we define the scope and parameters, because I'm in almost every other committee, it's in the code. You'll see You know, this committee has 7 members, and they're elected for this kind of term. I think one of the great benefits of your group and the support and input that you give is invaluable. I think one of your greatest attributes is your flexibility. And I think if we make you an official committee, then we take away some of that flexibility. And I think in terms of having more or less influence on the board, I don't see that making you a formal committee would give you any more influence, because I think you're already well respected. And maybe we can streamline the process. And any board member, you know, can bring any issue to the board agenda. And maybe the way that we can work this is if there is something that the Walks and Bikes Committee has a recommendation to the board on. I know that there's active involvement at the public works level. I mean, there's quite a few issues that representatives of the committee come and speak on. And I would encourage that going forward. But if there is something that the committee has in terms of a recommendation to the board, rather than coming through to the board as a formal committee recommendation through a formal committee, any board member can take those recommendations, and I would do so as the president. You know, bring the recommendations to the board for consideration. I don't think it has to come from a formal standing committee, but my fear is you lose your flexibility and your creativity if we put you under the constraints of a formal village committee. Those are my thoughts. Any other board comment, or I'll suspend the rule? Hearing no objection, I'll suspend the rules. Anybody that wants to speak on this topic concerning... Oh. Ladies first, Clarence.
No problem. Why don't you get to me? I just forgot something earlier. I'm going to tell you.
My name is Becky Nyberg. I live at 214 Seminette Street. The one thing that might be missing from this discussion, and I'm not sure it was brought forth with the letter, is that for the 10 years this committee's been in existence, I do live here, and it's part residential time, but I've been using time from the health department because we had a grant to work with communities to get them. We could go to a community, go to a business and tell people that they needed to exercise, they needed to walk, and they say, when I walk out my front door, there's traffic, I can't take a walk. And communities where people can walk and bicycle, they've done studies, and the more walkable a community is, the less people weigh. So there's a lot of evidence-based. And so as using a health promotion and prevention grant, over the years, I've used health department computers, and I've used health department time, and I'm kind of the organizing force behind the volunteers on the committee. And without that organizing force, the committee's probably going to fall apart. I mean, I can still kind of do it as a citizen, but it's going to be from my house and from my own computer, because the grant that we've got for this has been diminishing and diminishing and diminishing. And all the other communities that I've worked with, I've kind of handed things off, and we have a bicycle and pedestrian committee in Ashwaubenon. They're doing things in Bellevue, other people doing things in Green Bay. And this is the last one left. And as of July 1st, the money for that part is gone. I'll still be working for the health department full-time, but on a completely different project. So I was happy to see that they were doing the work on the plan, because I see that as we need an organizing force to kind of keep things going within the community. And I'm more than happy to be a volunteer for that as a village resident, but I'm not going to be able to do all the things that kept the committee going that nobody wants to do, the notes, the keeping track of the agenda, the, you know, reminding people. That's not going to be happening after July 1st. So it's got to be coming from Alloway, because there's not going to be anything from the health department coming that way. So, and I enjoyed doing it, and like I said, I completely want to continue to volunteer. And because I lived here, I've held on to it as long as I could to keep it going, but I'm not going to be able to at the level I did before after July 1st.
Yeah, thank you.
So does anybody have any questions? Okay.
Thanks, Becky.
Rules are suspended. Anyone else from the public wish to comment on this? Let me get Mr. O'Rourke, since he's walking up, and then I'll get you, Clarence.
No problem. Oh, not him first.
2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm on the Alloway Walks and Bikes Committee. once Becky leaves, there's a good chance that the whole committee will fall apart, so we need to have a plan for succession on that. So that's why we need to report somehow to the village and have the village take over Becky's role. My role, my interest in the LOA Walks and Bike has been strictly on the trails, the Fox River Trail and the East River Trail, and particularly getting safe access across Riverside Drive to the Fox River Trail and connecting potentially the Taft neighborhood with the Fox River Trail. So once Becky leaves, I go to the meetings monthly. Once Becky leaves, there's a good chance that the whole committee will cease to exist. And I think it's good for the village to have some way for the public to participate in the process. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Your turn, Clarence.
I just made a significant omission, which fortunately came on anyhow when I had my discussion about my opinion regarding committees and too many committees. Contrary to that, I think ad hoc committees are excellent. That's an excellent resource to use if you have a specific problem, like Mr. Becker and you who are supporting. So I'm suggesting that. I forgot to mention that when I said I'm not just anti-committee. It's just that I hate to see committees exist for the sake of their being a committee, but pretty soon that some of them start looking for things to do and don't have anything to do. I can remember one committee, I don't remember, years ago, they didn't meet in the summertime because nobody was around. And we didn't even miss them. I hate to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I think that was the contemplation. I mean, if they were going to become a formal village committee, it would be an advisory committee only. I mean, unlike Board of Review and Plan Commission, there wouldn't be any direct authority that they would have other than to make recommendations. Why don't we defer the item? Because there was some discussion about coming up or needing this ad hoc committee in combination with some other missions. I mean, I'd hate to see, because the committee has been so valuable, and what Becky indicated about the funding being gone July 1st, that was something I was previously unaware of. And I'd hate to see that committee just go off into the sunset, because they have been so valuable and have provided such good input as we look at things like Riverside Drive and the reconstruction of Riverside Drive. They've offered very valuable insights into that. So let me just charge staff with trying to develop a scope and a mission, because we know some of this ad hoc nature is going to come up with some of these other studies and things that are going to be happening in the foreseeable future. So, we'll revisit it maybe first meeting in June. Will that give you enough time to give it some thought?
I think that's what the Plan Commission's thought process was too. Come June, we would be hopefully hitting the ground.
Okay. Well, then let's give it some thought, and maybe we can come up with some kind of a comprehensive ad hoc committee that can cover a couple of different subject areas. Because walkability and sustainability and things of that sort are definite central pieces to our overall comprehensive plan. So we need somebody minding the store on that. So, we'll revisit it in June when staff's ready after Plan Commission reviews to make some recommendations in terms of what that might look like and what their charge would be. My contemplation is that it would be strictly an advisory committee to the board in any event. So, those are my thoughts. Any other thoughts of the board? Trustee Raff.
I'd just like to say that the possibility of a committee falling apart because of Becky's hard work and determination is a testament to your hard work and determination, and I'd like to thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I also would hate to think, and I'd be with 90 people on your group, on your email list, and 10 people who are actively involved in seeing people here in Alloway who care about bikes and walks as much as they do, I'd be surprised that we wouldn't be able to find someone to step up and take notes and lead the effort, but at least I hope that would be the case. But thank you for everything you do.
So what you're saying is they can't fill Becky's shoes, but they can walk in her footprints.
That's right.
All right. That's right. What we're talking about. All right, then I'll make a motion that we postpone further consideration of this issue until one of our two June meetings, once staff is ready to make recommendations. Trustee Harris seconds. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion approved. Licenses to sell fermented malt beverages. Just a couple points of clarification once I can figure out my notes here. Steal Debbie's. The delinquent personal property taxes for mixers have been paid. The there was an issue with the Mariner concerning room tax assessment. That's actually part of the hotel and not the restaurant, so that shouldn't be an impediment. We've also received some further information concerning the alleged overdue alcohol beverage bill for the fine wine and spirits. You are here?
Yes, and I would like to. I have all the papers.
Well,
I owe them nothing. All I filled out was a map with them. And the same day that I have my signature, on everything that comes in. I'm the only one working there. And that is not my signature on those papers. And they waited till 2014 to send me this. And so the state says it has nothing to do with my license as long as it's not my signature on the papers. That's not my order. And it's not.
I'm not denying you, but
okay,
I think the way I'm going to make this motion, you're going to be just fine.
Thank you.
And if the board has any questions and wants further verification, then we can ask for it during the discussion. As one of my first partners told me, I started practicing law. Shut up when you're ahead. we'll see if you're ahead yet, though. So I agree with what she said. You know, I mean, I've looked at it. These supposed invoices go back to 2011. She didn't receive any notification. And it sounds like from somebody that she interacted with that this was a common practice because other people got penny bills. So I'm guessing there's a sales guy out there that made some commissions and never sold anything. So, and plus, the factor that weighs in my mind is from 2011, and we're in 2015. And all the inspections have been done on the whole list of licenses, and they've all passed and come back in. So I would make a motion that we approve all of the liquor license as presented, to include those for, specifically include those for mixers.
Trail mixers
for the Mariner and for fine wine and spirits, because there were a couple of issues pertaining to them, but I think they've been resolved. So I'll make a motion to approve all of the licenses. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Atwood seconds. Is there any discussion or any questions? Because we have one of the applicants here, but I think she's provided sufficient explanation and she should get her license back. Trustee Harris.
There was an email sent out earlier today by Debbie going into a little bit more detail about the particular one with fine wine and spirits. And did we get any feedback from Dennis?
No.
Okay. I just wondered.
No, but after discussing it, according to the state, it's the board's
discretion. Thank you.
Trustee Rafferty?
I would agree that we shouldn't penalize the Mariner restaurant or the owner of the Mariner restaurant for the hotel's problems, but how do we get our money from the hotel?
I think that we proceed to approve the request. We just got a brand new business in there, and I agree they shouldn't be penalized for the hotel, but we make it very clear to the hotel owner that we might not be this gracious next year when it happens.
Okay.
That'd be my recommendation, that we put him on notice that we want that restaurant to continue. We're not going to penalize them, but if he doesn't pay his room taxes, we might change our mind next year.
We do have another license holder, Mike.
Oh, Well, he's on the approval list.
Right.
He's on the good list. We checked it twice, and he's nice. any other questions? Any other comments? All right. The motion is basically to approve all of the liquor. Trustee Harris.
One question about the Mariner. With part of the room tax, Clara, is that the issue that was brought up for the April room tax meeting with the first quarter?
I don't recall what month it was, but it had to do with him not filing it in time. So there's a certain cutoff point where it goes to Associated Trust, and we just report and hand it right over to the city, and I wasn't there.
Okay. But it is this, it's this, the same instance?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. It was part of attending the hotel room tax. There was something about being delinquent for that establishment in the month of February, if I'm remembering properly. I didn't know if it was a separate incident or if it was the same incident.
If you don't pay those, does that become a lien? Is that assessable as a lien on the property tax if you don't pay the room tax?
That would be good.
Well, then it's on the property tax.
You have to check in.
I mean, the room tax was paid. It was just a late.
Oh, it was paid.
Mm-hmm. It was paid. This is a fine for a late filing.
Oh.
Which we've been able to assess. I haven't done it, but it's happened frequently enough that I keep getting called back to the room tax commission that I decided to assess it this one time after forgiving it at least 3 times.
Let's not forgive anymore and assess all the time. I mean, you get a few chances, but fix your protocols and get it done. Otherwise, we'll just assess it. Uh-huh. Any other?
You know, I want to bring something to the table. Like a stop sign or something on the Webster. How do you do that?
Well, what you would want to do is next meeting, you're welcome to come, and then during public appearance section, you know, raise your issues or concerns, and if it captures the attention of any of the board members, they'll put it on a future agenda or refer the item to.
I've seen so many accidents in front of my windows for them because of people with visitors. It really is about a green baseball that should be right on that corner by
okay, well, come to the next meeting and let's talk about it during public appearances.
I will come.
Because we're on a specific.
Report, and I've seen a lot of accidents there.
Well, I appreciate that, and I look forward to you telling us all about that at the next meeting during the
Thank
public appearance
section.
Well, it's not done yet. All those, any other discussion? Trustee Raff.
I've heard that we have an anniversary coming up, a 30th anniversary of doing business in the village of Alloway. Is that St. Michael's? Our gentleman
years.
Here has been doing business here in Alloway for 30 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
Well, that would be
the
a good
licensing deal. I said, but I'm going to come down and just enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, that would be a good article for Alloway Neighbors.
It would.
A 30-year business.
Did they contact you?
No.
Well, I sent them the information.
It's probably all working in back.
Well, let's put another bug in their ear because I think that's a success story that we should tell.
There's a celebration on Saturday.
Oh, no. Celebration on Saturday?
Yes.
I heard free beer and booze. did I mishear that?
Close.
Tomorrow. Always tomorrow. No, congratulations and thank you.
It's sort of been pushed on my friends. We're doing this and there's nothing you can do to stop us.
Well, thank you for being such a great part of the community for so many years, and we look forward to the next 30.
Seconds.
All right, any other discussion on the approval of the liquor licenses? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, unanimously approved.
Oh. Thank you.
All right, action regarding a request from Lorelei for their noise variance and to allow alcohol to be sold and served in their parking lot on September 25 and 26 for Oktoberfest. Debbie, was part of this request as well to extend the time to 10 o'clock? Or
yes.
Is that part of the overall request?
Yes.
Okay, that's what my understanding was too. And to extend the time for the noise or the entertainment to be at 10 p.m. Is there a motion concerning this? Trustee Harris.
I had a question first. So, no, not a motion. Putting my hand down.
Okay, ask your question. I mean, I'm not going to be as stickler as Steve was. I'm not going to make you make a motion right away.
Was it 9 o'clock in 2014 or was it 10 o'clock in 2014?
I thought it was 10.
I can't remember.
It was 10.
So it's 10.
So it's not a change from 2014.
Right.
That's what I wanted to get clear.
Yeah, because last year I think was the first time we went to 10. It was 9 o'clock before, right? Oh.
Yeah.
Come on up.
I want to talk.
We want you to talk.
Yeah, last year was the first year we went to 10. And it worked real well. We stopped the music, because it's hard to stop the music by 9 anyway. Then it just never seems to roll.
Did you want to come talk to us?
I don't know. What do you want me to say? I guess, you know, last year alone we pushed about 3,000 people through Alloway on the 2 days of Oktoberfest. We donated all the cover charge back into the community, including the Miracle League and the CP Center and the Scout, my dad's scholarship fund. This year we're hoping to include Altruista House if possible. We did donate also to the Beautification Committee and to the Alloway Police Department, and I think a good time we've had by all. We don't have any problems. We have security guards on premise all the whole while. At night we have 4. During the day we have 2. So I think we really keep it under control pretty well. We have never had to do a 911 call, you know, and ask for extra assistance. We've never had unruly patrons. We do talk to all the businesses in the surrounding area to let them know that this is going on, that parking is always an issue, so they have the choices to do what they need to do. We go to the neighbors in the backyard and give them coupons and invite them all up for a beer to brat that same day for the inconvenience that we do put onto the parking situation. So I think we try to cover all our bases pretty well. And I congratulate Mike on 30 years, and if anybody knows, the Lorelei is 63 years young.
Well, thank you very much. I'll make a motion to approve the request as presented for the variance and the time to 10 o'clock. Is there a second? Trustee Dart. It's become one of the major events in the village. You know, I talk to lots of people who aren't from the village, and they love coming to the Oktoberfest because it is such a good time. And it really, and I loved last year. I can't remember the T-shirt or what you guys had, but it was on the strip in Alloway.
On the strip in Alloway.
Yeah, I like that. it's become very popular. It's an annual tradition. You know, it exposes a lot of people to Alloway, brings business into Alloway, brings people in who come and see Alloway and might want to buy a home here because it is a welcoming community. So it's a fantastic event. I love it. I look forward to it every year.
Thank you. And
there never is any trouble. People just having a good time.
Just having a good time.
So, any other board comment? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Unanimously approved. Thank you.
And
good luck.
Thank you.
Except you have to order some more of those Reuben. You got to order more Reubens.
Lynn.
Woo-hoo.
Lynn. More Reubens?
Lynn. The Reuben. You ran out, and those were pretty tasty.
Did you have more German music at night, too?
Unfortunately, we didn't like the fixture.
I want German music.
Well, Trusty Rafter is going to show up in Lederhosen to lead it off.
Then you can go with Big Mouth.
There you go.
All right.
Ooh, that would be a source.
Next action item number item number 12, proclamation for National Historic Preservation Month. Do I hear a motion to approve the proclamation? Trustee Green.
So moved.
There a second? Trustee Dennis. Any discussion about proclaiming ourselves Historic Preservation Month? All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimously approved. Park Recs and Forestry minutes from April 28th. They did make one recommendation to adopt the arboricultural specifications manual as the policy of the village. Do we want any comment or input from staff before we take this issue up?
I think we should hear from Chris.
All right. Talk to us.
This document is, I brought this to the Parks Rec Forestry Committee, and they helped in producing it and ultimately approved it. But this is a document that allows us as staff, as well as any contractors that we may have work for us on village properties, or residents in general, on proper arboricultural practices and standards that are known throughout the country, so that people are doing the right thing for our green infrastructure and our village-owned trees, so that that green infrastructure is an asset to us and not a liability, so we don't have incidents where, you know, trees become a hazard and they fall and, you know, become issues for us.
Any other questions of staff? Trustee Harris.
So this manual is adopted as village policy. Following it or not following it is could result in a citation. Is that what?
Possibly. It's what really ultimately backs this is our village code, which does have penalties attached to that. You know, code of chapter 4 of the code. So, ultimately, that's where if, say, a contractor that's doing work for us blatantly disregards any practices, that's where we can fall back and go after them if needed.
Trustee Rafter.
How would a village resident know what the rules are?
This is in regards to any tree or, you know, green infrastructure. I keep saying that, but anything on village property, street mm-hmm. tree, anything in a park on village property, and a village resident by code is not allowed to do any maintenance work on a city tree, on a village tree, without prior approval. So for them to get prior approval, they would need to contact my office, which I would direct them, to this document as proper practice.
Okay.
Any other questions of staff? Trustee Green?
Yeah, my only question is our residents have been used to maintaining their street trees to a large extent. How are we going to disseminate this information to them? Most of them have very, very good intentions of
sure.
how we handle this.
Sure. With the vast new avenues that we have been utilizing, such as Alloy Neighbors, that's, you know, one way that we can get some of this information to all of our residents, our village website, just other avenues, word of mouth, things like that. So the rules have always been there. Whether they've been followed, it is something else. But
they haven't.
Right. We're trying to do our best, and we're trying to do what's best for the community as well.
I completely agree with that. But if we have a resident who is trimming a limb off that's hitting them in the face when they're mowing their lawn.
Right.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. I don't want to.
No.
Got it.
Totally understand.
So what we're hearing is staff will exercise a reasonable degree of monitoring situations.
That is correct. And it'll present an educational opportunity, too. We can, at that point in time, discuss with them that's why we have staff that performs those duties as well. That's part of the service that we perform.
So if a resident calls you and say, I need my trees trimmed, they're doing this, we have enough staff, and your staff well enough, we can send them out?
We do.
Hey.
In follow-up to that, I mean, someplace, some way, I don't know if it's Alloway Neighbors or All About Alloway maybe next year, maybe we just need to have, some discussion and educate the residents on the fact that there are rights of way. I think a lot of residents, probably the vast majority, don't understand. I mean, they think, my grass goes to the curb, Therefore, I own everything up to the curb. I think a lot of residents don't even understand the fact that the village retains, you know, a certain right of way, and the trees and other things are in the right of way. And, you know, maybe we need to figure out a way to, you know, just an educational item, so that they're not surprised, you know, when we want to put a sidewalk in someplace, and we don't have to have, we'll still have the issue, but at least we've done something to say, look, there's a right of way here. It's not necessarily your property. So, I mean, because I think people are, well, Craig probably knows better than anybody. I mean, I think a lot of people are shocked to learn that they don't own all the way to the street, you know, that there is a right-of-way, and that's where the utilities go and other things go. So maybe we just need to work on figuring out a way to at least get the word out there and educate the public that there are these rights of way that exist. Trustee Green.
I just have one other comment. The people who replace the telephone poles, I mean, I'm certainly not an arborist, but I can recognize really bad pruning techniques. Are you going to contact them now that this is being approved? Because I can show you.
I agree with you. They do use standards of practice with the work that they do.
They leave stumps. For
the work that they're required to do per the utilities, which isn't necessarily proper arboriculture, but per their specifications for utilities. They do. But yes, I'm in contact with those contractors, and I've, you know, discussed some of that with them. So,
well, we're Tree City USA forever, and if we have some control over how they do that, I mean, I understand needing to trim trees. For example, the telephone pole that went in front of my house is a good one.
Yeah.
But the fact that they don't do them properly with the way actually Brad taught me, so it's like, I don't know. So if this allows us to have some influence with them for the health of our trees and longevity, that would be great.
Sure.
Thank you.
Any other questions of staff? Trustee Dart?
This isn't a question. Is it a comment? Can I make a comment?
Sure.
Thank you. I found this really interesting, and it's like, wow, there's a lot to know about trees that you might not think of. And I think it's important to have something that's in place. And when I was a kid, I lived in Kewaunee, and when you go down the hill and you're coming into Kewaunee, and you can see the lake, there was these trees that overlapped. It was just beautiful, like a canopy. They all got Dutch elm disease, and they're gone. And I noticed, and so there was nothing left. The whole street was naked. And I noticed in here that every other tree has to be a different tree. And I thought, wow, that would have really saved the look of that strip if that would have been practiced there.
Right.
So, and I also saw the 10% or 5% of something, 10% of something. Same thing with the Dutch, with the
Emerald
ash borer. We had all ash trees.
And those are things that we in the industry have learned over the years, that we learned not to plant all elm trees and not all ash trees. And so that is, you know, one of the things that why this is, you know, kind of a living document as well. As new research comes out, you want to update that to the current standards of practice.
Any other questions or comments with staff? Hearing none, I'll resume the rules. Any discussion amongst the board concerning this? Do we even have a motion?
No.
All right. Then I'll entertain a motion. Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Is there a second? Trustee Harris. Any discussion by the board concerning this motion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Unanimously approved. Action regarding structure of village committees. Did I miss it? Oh, yeah, I did. Thank you. Item number 14, resolution 2015-10, opposing reduction of recycling grant funding. You want to hear from Craig first a little bit?
Right.
Craig, you want to talk a little bit about this?
This is something that might help. It certainly can't hurt. There's a resolution that was distributed by Winnebago County, and it actually came to Brad, and Brad brought it to my attention. We looked at it and we said, let's put this on the board agenda because this is something that might have a positive influence on trying to maintain our recycling funding that we get from the state. I think what's interesting about it is if you look at the numbers in here, these are our numbers, and you can see how much money we've actually invested over the last 10 years to follow the recycling guidelines, and it's an expensive proposition. But this resolution is intended to go to the entities at the top of the page just to reinforce that recycling revenue returned back to the communities is very important, and it's not being done to the fullest extent at this point in time, and maybe this will help generate more movement in the direction of refunding the recycling money that we're paying in our tipping fee back to us to use for recycling. And Clara just brought in a note from the Joint Finance Committee today through the League that they are going to make the recommendation back to the governor to keep the $4 million in the budget rather than cut the $4 million out of the current $19 million funding back to the communities. But again, that's only 60% of what we all pay in. So that's what this is. It's just increased awareness for the legislators to bring this money back to us as communities that are actually spending the money to do the recycling.
Any other or further questions for Craig? Trustee Rapp.
How much could we lose as a result of this if it did get passed?
We receive about $98,000 a year right now. This probably would take about $20,000 out of that if they cut to $4 million. So we'd have to make that up in the budget. Very rough number, but it'd be around $20,000 a week.
And we spend $150,000 a year.
Yes.
The language for this resolution came from Kewaunee County?
Winnebago, actually Winnebago, Allegheny, and Brown County, the consortium that we do our work with. Winnebago was the one that did the legal draft, and then what I did with it was I took out some things that we're not familiar with. The state board that manages the recycling, public education, and a couple of those things, they're important, but we don't interface with those. So rather than speak to those, we put in here the things that we do actually incur our costs. Because that's something that we know about.
Now, the only reason I mentioned the form of it is I really like the form of it because for future resolutions we draft to the extent that we can follow this kind of a pattern, it lays out just a really good history. I mean, a lot of times you pass a resolution that says we hereby resolve that we'd like it this way, but it doesn't give the history. I mean, this tells you pretty much right up front. I mean, The recycling fee generates $34.1 million a year, but the recycling funding back to us has eroded from nearly $30 million in 2008 to $19 million in 2011 to a proposed $15 million. I mean, it basically went in half in 7 years. You know, I mean, it's that kind of, when you lay it out like that, it educates the people you're sending it to, you know, why we're asking that it remain the same. So I just like the format. I like that history built into the resolution. I think it makes it that much more persuasive.
And just a further comment to build on that, the fact that we've invested $2 million in equipment over the last 12 years to do this recycling. I mean, that's a huge number for a community this size under legislative requirement. And then you cut the funding, even though it's a small portion, but you cut the funding that supports it.
I'll leapfrog Trustee Green, unfunded mandate. So I'm assuming the other $15 million or whatever they've kept back, they get to spend on other things, right? Yeah.
Whatever they choose.
So do we have a motion on this? Mm-hmm. Any other questions of staff? Hearing none, do I have a motion concerning the adoption of this resolution, Trustee Green?
So moved. Because
it's an unfunded mandate? Would that
be? Unfunded.
Is there a
that
second?
Double-dipping.
You're out of order, Trustee Green. We're not at the double-dipping discussion. When we talk about the sheriff's contract, you're first up. All right. Trustee Atwood, he seconds the motion. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Resolution adopted unanimously. Item number 15, structure of village committees, commissions, and boards. It's on the agenda as something I brought to the board. It was actually Trustee Rafter. He sent a nice email to me saying, you know, Park and Rec, you know, doesn't seem to have a full quota of people. There's actually a provision in there that Debbie unearthed for us because Jim said, why don't we have a board member on that committee? And then I asked Debbie, I said, why don't we have a board member on the committee? And Debbie very promptly sent me back the code that says we're not supposed to have a board member on there because it can't have anybody that holds any other office with the village. So that's why I brought, is that the only committee? Or is there another one? Okay, I got it right here in front of me.
But that's our
plan commission has the same requirement. But that one I understand. They actually have some, you know, their own proper authority.
Excuse me, I'm on plan commission.
Yeah.
I think we changed that. That was changed.
I thought you were on plan commission. Well, actually, it shows up later, and I put two and two together. I thought, well, wait a minute, this must be an old version then, or did we not modify that?
I think I mentioned.
We did. I know we did modify that.
Yeah. No, you're right. We did. I didn't read the whole thing. Six regular members. Blah blah blah. Blah. I think it is in there.
Are you meaning the traffic and safety?
Yeah.
It says none of which shall hold any public office. And
one village evaluation trust. We did change that just mm-hmm. in the recent past. So that one is okay. But Park and Rec does say that it'll have seven members, none of whom shall hold any other public office in the village. So let's see, Rapid.
If we have the support of staff and if the board is so inclined, can we change it?
Sure.
Okay.
We could change that. Brad, what do you and Chris think about that? I mean, have you? It looks to me you guys have the Park and Rec's been having a problem getting quorums. Is it getting enough people?
In my short time here, I've had one meeting that we had to cancel because of not having a quorum. My personal opinion is I think it would be a good idea to have a board member involved. That way there would be somebody that's associated with the village board that can communicate, you know, have that direct communication with the parks committee and be able to explain why some things can and can't be done or, have that open communication.
Right now, per the code, we're supposed to have seven members. How many do we have?
Well, if you appoint one.
Yeah, we do have one that'll make it seven on the later appointments. So then if we make that appointment, then you'll have a full seven.
Mm-hmm. Now they'll have six.
They'll have one vacancy.
Oh, they will?
This person will appoint today, and right. We still have one vacancy.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, my thought, and I know it's Jim's because he shared it with me, that you know this is one of our most critical components of the village is our wonderful park system. Mm-hmm. And we should have, in my view too, I mean, we should have a board liaison on there that can bring issues of concern and to show to have board representation. You know, so it can be a nice liaison back to the board from public or from Park and Rec. I mean, Public Works, we have three board members that sit on that one. So I would move to amend the code to we can right there. We can do that.
Well, we'll have to bring back an ordinance to adopt.
Well, we're going to skip past all that. Legal schmegel. I would then make a motion that we defer or postpone to the next board meeting contemplation of an ordinance to change the code to allow or to require that a board member sit upon the Park and Rec Committee. Is there a second? Trustee Harris.
Discussion.
Comment. Yeah. Discussion.
So you made the motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we can't make a motion to actually change the ordinance and approve it at the
it's
next?
It's got to come back as an ordinance
change.
Either
way, it's
going to okay.
Come back.
Okay.
So it'll come back to the next meeting as an ordinance change.
Okay.
To make effect of that change.
Okay.
So, any other discussion?
Was there any discussion on the number?
No. Let's open it up. If we have seven I mean, I always kind of like an odd number. If we make the appointment later this meeting, we'll have six, right? If we change the ordinance at the next meeting, then we can appoint a board member to the seventh and final position.
I guess I wasn't only thinking of that one, like economic, they're short two people.
Well, let's take...
Or do we just want to just start with this?
Do they want to downsize?
No, I think we were just discussing boards and... I mean, Plan Commission has to be seven members, but when he asked about the makeup of boards and committees, that's just not what made...
Well, let's do this. We have a motion and a second to bring an ordinance back to the next meeting to change the composition or the tenure, but the composition of the Park and Rec Committee to permit a board member. I'll entertain a vote on that. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's approved. And then what I would want to have happen is let's put this agenda topic back as a discussion action item on the next board agenda for the balance of the village committees. So everybody can take a look at present composition, consider present composition, and we can discuss other changes at the next meeting and bring those back to the board. So we'll just make that an agenda item for the next board meeting. All right, then, item number 16, appointment of Daniel Humble to the Board of Ethics. I will make that motion to appoint Mr. Humble to the Board of Ethics. Is there a second? Trustee Dart, any discussion? Well, I think we've received in the board packet his qualifications as an attorney who is, doesn't mean we're all ethical, but he's actually had some taught ethics or lectured on ethics, and I sat on the lawyer regulatory board, so it looks like an excellent candidate for that position. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Unanimously approved. Next item is to appoint Martha Bonney to Park Rec and Forestry. I will make that motion to so appoint. Is there a second? Trustee Dart, I'm assuming that the board received her application. She's a lifelong resident of Alloway and is an educator and has a great interest in the outdoors and our wonderful park system, so I think she'd be a good and qualified candidate. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Unanimously approved. Action reappointment of board members to committees. Jim's not here any longer. Bob, still interested in being on the County Water Commission?
Sure.
All right, I'll make the motion to appoint Bob to the Central Brown County Water Commission. Is there a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Reappointed. Public Works Committee, we got to do a little shuffling here. I would propose that we approve the current list of committee members and switch Jim Genrich out with Lynn Green, and Lynn Green now being the trustee representative and Jim being the citizen representative, provided that he is willing to continue in that capacity. Is there a second? Trustee Green, is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Matthew, you still interested in working on the... We've got to find some place for Rob.
And I am interested in the Park and Rec.
I'm thinking the Park and Rec is definitely Park and Rec guy. In fact, I have that down here. Matthew, you still interested in the Room Tax Commission?
Yes.
Continuing your service there? Thank
yes.
you. I will make the motion to reappoint Matthew on the Room Tax Commission. Is there a second? Trustee Dart, any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So approved. Matthew, still interested in serving in the Brown County Plan Commissioning Board of Directors?
Yes.
Okay. And since Steve's no longer in the area, I would make a motion to approve Matthew as the standing Plan Commission Board of Directors member, with myself being the alternate. Is there a second? Trustee Rafter, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The appointment is made. Penny, still interested in Economic Development and Plan Commission?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Well, I'll make a joint recommendation and motion that we appoint Penny to Economic Development Committee and Plan Commission for the forthcoming years. Is there a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimously approved. All opposed? Unanimously approved. Thank you all for your continuing interest to serve in those capacities.
Are you making a motion for the park?
No, we have to
approve
it first.
Sorry.
So that should take care of that, correct?
Correct.
All right. So since Rob has an interest, we'll make him Park and Rec representatives once we actually create that position and get rid of the impediment. Next item, number 19, consent agenda.
Hey, what are you talking about?
See, he's already becoming a problem. Item number 19, consent agenda. I'll propose to take items A and B of the consent agenda together. Is there a motion concerning approval? Trustee Dart, is there a second? Trustee Rafter, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimously approved. Reports and discussion section of the agenda, number 20, dissolution of the local government property insurance fund. That doesn't sound good from what I read. Tell us more.
Well, I was told that everyone was here for me, and they all left, so I'm a little disappointed. basically, this was just, we have our property insurance through the local government property insurance fund. That's our building and our property is open. It's a fund for the state. In the governor's budget, it was proposed to close it, thinking that we can get affordable rates on the open market. It's been affirmed by the Joint Finance Committee. They just pushed out the dates. So once that was done, the local government property insurance sent out a letter stating that rates will be increased based on the recommendations from their consultants, an 85% increase. So our policy ends September 30th, or not October 1st, it's September 30th, and then we'll be up for renewal with that. So basically, we just contacted our representative with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities Mutual Insurance, which is a long one, LWMMI. We hold our liability and auto insurance with them. So they're going to check rates for us in the open market. And then they're also creating with a couple other municipal insurance companies a fund to hopefully replace that. It'll have the same sort of form to it and simplicity that the local government property insurance fund currently has, and hopefully the rates too. So we just thought we'd give an update since now that we have a clear picture of what that's going to be.
Well, good. I'm glad that you're on top of this and that we do have a cushion of time before we have to. A lot of times those things come down and you got 30 or 45 days to figure something out, but it looks like we have time to get competitive quotes and to figure out what's most cost effective. So keep us informed as you deem it appropriate. Any other questions? Trustee Rafter.
So we were pushed to the open market so we could get more favorable rates, and our rates went up 85%?
Well, the 85% is the local government property insurance fund.
Okay.
Based on what they're required to have in reserves, they had a risk management consultant come in, and it said if we were to keep that fund in the state, they should increase it by 45%. If it was going to be dissolved, to increase it by 85%. And I don't know insurance companies that well, but you can still file claims for a certain period after, so they want to make sure they have enough to absorb any claims that come in. Okay. They won't be able to adjust the rates after that. So they're going to implement the 85% increase. So if we continued with them, because you can still continue with them through, I think it's 2019, it would be at an 85% increase. But the goal and the idea in the budget is that fund is no longer needed and we can get the same competitive rates on the open market.
Okay.
I don't know if we can or not.
Well, with that kind of a rate increase, everybody's jumping off that ship. You know, and because everybody that jumps off at 85% will go increase for the few that are remaining to pay it.
Yeah.
You know, so nobody, it's a great way to shut it down. Trustee Harris.
two questions. 85% would convert to approximately what kind of dollar amount?
Our current policy is at $14,585. So the increase would be $12,397. So the new rate would be $26,000.
And then in terms of looking out for October 1st forward, are we allowed to partner with other municipalities and get a group rate, for lack of better words?
I believe that was looked into before, and that was not allowed. I thought I recalled, but I'll have to look into that. I'm pretty sure that came up.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Comments? All right. Hearing none, then just keep us informed as you learn more and decisions have to be made. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. Update on the Green Avenue Pump House.
I put this on the agenda for a couple of reasons. One, we have a couple of new trustees that have not been involved with any of these discussions. But it's been on the agenda, Lynn was on the, as a village trustee back in 2008 when it initially was decided upon selling the facility, one, because it was shut down. And we do have an interested individual that is continuously seeking cost estimates for the improvements. We do have, from our assessor, a value associated with the property and the building. What we're anticipating or hopeful for is the individual will soon bring a written offer to the board for your ultimate decision or approving or denying it. The intent of the individual is to create a facility that is both his home and a business, a small business, where he's looking at doing some recording in the facility. So it's a nice use of the old building. It'd be nice to get it back on the Dax Road. I think that's about it. It's gone to Planning Commission, it's gone to the Village Board. What will have to ultimately happen once an offer is written and accepted by the board, the individual will then go through a PDD process because it's owned currently village owned. And there's commercial, there's B, the B residential on one side, and so high density as well. So it was the recommendation to go through the PDD process to get a little more flexibility in ultimately what is developed there. So the individual does want to maintain the facility as a historic, is well aware of that, and I think that's one of the selling points to the individual that he likes the fact that it is an old building and wants to maintain that historic presence.
It's a very nice looking old building, quite honest with you. So next step is we'll wait to see if we get an offer and then the board will take it in under consideration in closed session.
Correct.
Any questions of Brad or any staff concerning this discussion? All right. Hearing none, next item on the agenda is adjournment. Trustee Dennis makes the motion. Trustee Green seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.